Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allendary, and I'm an infectious disease specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk to healthcare professionals about what you need to know about COVID-19, as well as community and public health.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So let's get started.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our next edition of the Noise Filter Podcast. This is Graham Patterson. I'm the producer for the show, and I'm coming to you today with some special content. I have been living in Georgia, the country, not the state, for a little while now. And this is one of the countries currently with the lowest vaccination rates. We're about at 26% of people with full vaccination status. So I had a lot of questions for my friends who lived here and just trying to figure out, you know, like here I am part of a podcast focused a lot on COVID. And when you dive deeper into the stories and the reasons for lower vaccination rates worldwide, you know, what are those? So I've been having a lot of conversations with different people. I had a really fantastic conversation with my friend Sophie, who is based here in the capital of Tbilisi. And she had some really mind-opening thoughts that I think will apply not only to this country, but also to the situation in the United States, where we're continuing, of course, to try to get everyone vaccinated. So without further ado, why don't we dive in? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk about this problem, which is, I think, very important and top issue for Georgia right now.
Thank you so much. So I actually came to you with the original question of why is this the situation. And I had heard that there was a nurse early on who had a lot of complications after she was vaccinated, and that a lot of people had been scared off from maybe getting vaccinated. And so I came to you with that question, and you went on to say that, well, that may be one factor. There's actually a lot of other things going on as well. So if we could just dive in and use that as a starting place, that'd be great.
Sure. I think at the outset, I should mention that I'm not a medical professional. I'm a human rights worker. So anything I say, it's just my personal observations, what I have observed living here and working and knowing the people and culture. And I think that question is very complicated. There are a combination of factors why people fear to get vaccinated. And as a result, almost 70 people die every single day. So the situation is quite tragic. But on the other hand, there are some factors in Georgia which, taken into consideration, and you will realize that these are the issues that affect how people think and how they make these decisions. Of course, this case that you mentioned of nurse dying was really bad start for the vaccination process, I would say, in Georgia, because this case happened within few days when people just started to get vaccinated. And this scared a lot of people off. Of course, this was not a complication of vaccination itself, but just an allergic reaction, and it was not managed well. So this was the result of death, but we didn't know that at that time. So the scare spread around the country and people feared, even the people who are knowledgeable and who can get information and don't have issues of processing that information as well. We were also scared. But then when you dive deeper into this issue and, you know, read a lot, you do realize that, you know, allergic reactions can happen to food, to any other medicine, right? But this is not the thought process of every single Georgian. First of all, this is an ex-Soviet state. So this mistrust toward government or anything that government preaches is sort of a cultural thing as well. And then the second issue is the authoritarianism that we live under right now. So our leaders are trying to control as much as possible everything. And I think people fear anything that they say usually is not true. That's the case in politics. And something that they say with respect to medical care is also that people fear and not fully trust. So this might be a second issue why just general population does not have trust towards medical staff or the government or anything that they say. I mean, there are other factors as well, such as, for example, Georgia is a developing country, right? So in the urban areas, you have access to a lot of information, but this is not true for rural areas where people live a more simple life, I would say, and they don't see things on internet and they are mostly focused on receiving their news from TV. And the factor that I mentioned before, this leadership, the political regime in Georgia, which tries to control everything, I think COVID was a good cause for them to increase laws that are violating our human rights. And in a way, they did not even want the COVID situation to get better because we had one of their most severe restrictions that lasted for more than a year even. And this was 9 p.m. curfews in combination with the cafes and bars being closed down. And this also fits into the political agenda because this is easier to control the population if you have the cause of medical cause that you can, you know, pretend that that's the first issue that you are thinking about. I think that vaccination was not even popularized in the media by the government. And generally in other countries, government is the one that is doing the campaign. So there was this lack of campaign as well. So in total, all these factors affected the thinking of Georgians and mistrust toward vaccines, mistrust toward government, and lack of information, honestly. You know, they're not sure of a lot of things. First of all, we did not have access to, you know, the vaccines like Pfizer or AstraZeneca. We only had access to Chinese vaccines. And, you know, some people feared that it is not well researched. But I still decided that it's still better than nothing. So that's how my thought process went. And I still got my vaccine. But that's not the case for everyone. So, yeah, in some we get this situation where people die, but still vaccination rate is not going up.
You know, of course, it sounds like there's a large variety of factors. And kind of the interesting thing to me, I guess, you know, not being a Georgian, you know, being a visitor here, is seeing that there are several of them that I think also apply in the United States. Like, for instance, you mentioned rural versus urban, right? And that's tended to be a big challenge in the United States as well. The fact that people are getting news from different sources. A lot of times in the rural areas in the United States, you're getting your news from your neighbor or even from the internet, but maybe from social media instead of from like a news source that maybe is more trustworthy. And so those have been challenges in the U.S. as well. We've broken this interview into three sections, so this is the end of the first portion. Please come back tomorrow and the next day to hear the rest of the story. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and to leave us a review, letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at www.hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at the Dr. Derry, that's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and to see and share our amazing animations and to find out more information about us and the show, go to noisefiltershow.com.
Just as a reminder, COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, do share the same risk factors. We are so grateful to our sponsors, Access Health Louisiana, and to the South Central AETC. You can learn more about them at www.scaetc.org. Hope, any last words?
Yeah, stay well out there, folks, and continue taking the steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, and seeing your healthcare provider regularly.
And protect yourselves and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. As an infectious diseases doctor, I also want to share with the healthcare providers in our audience that the HIV Care Tools app was recently launched by the AIDS Education and Training Center, the AETC. And it's a fantastic tool for ensuring your patients have access to the best standard of care. I encourage you all to check it out. And remember, health is a human right.